Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 260. Today is Saturday, May 1st, 2021. I am your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my co-host, Stir. There he is. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. And I was giggling because every time I hear flowers in that intro, it just cracks me up. So
it is,
hello everybody.
It is such a great intro. Russ did an amazing job, and we thank Russ and Nisi for the voice work there. It's so gorgeous, so thank you. We do appreciate it, so it's good. Anyway, we're in May the 1st.
No.
May the 1st. Well, technically it's May the 2nd, obviously, for me. May the 1st is my parents' wedding anniversary. So yesterday, I made breakfast for my parents.
Wow.
Execute came and helped and did like the table for me. So that was good. So we just had a nice little chill breakfast with them. And with mum, because dad was asleep, which is very unusual for my father.
Well,
but anyway, so they had a lovely day.
And in a couple of days, May the 4th be with you.
Exactly. Very, a very important date. And where are we? That'll be, I'm looking at, I haven't even changed my calendar. How slack am I? It's still on April. I'm like, how is it? It's the 4th. Hey, so thank you, Mrs. Rock Guru. That's beautiful. Thank you very much. Heart you. Yes. So the 4th, which is officially the start of my holidays. So I'm on holidays. Yay! It's
take this job and
Not quite, kind of, but not quite. So it's with all the things and stuff. So anyway, we are here this week. So again, I have to say, bear with the next couple of months, because there's a lot of stuff going on. And there will be some time when we need, I won't be doing a show, which will be like next week. So things for the next couple months are going to be a little bit up and down, because, there is this wedding that's coming on. We've got honeymoon to have, and we're in the middle of wedding prep at the moment. So I tore myself away. I am here to do this. So
kind of. It's actually okay, because over here in the States it's springtime. Mm-hmm. So the sky is blue again, the grass is greening up, it's getting warmer. People are getting their vaccinations, so people are like emerging from their caves and are like, oh wow, what it's like to be human again. So that's okay.
It's just been the past 14 months, however long it's been. It feels like it kind of feels like way longer than that, but it's been very crazy. So and we appreciate everyone's dealing with so much with COVID and life as it is at the moment. So we appreciate our chat room being here. So thank you.
Yeah. And you being away every now and then for the wedding, that's okay. We're going outside, because we haven't been outside in so long. So that's
understand.
Okay.
Understand, yes. And you know what, it's as someone who has to work through, like when I'm at work, because we're classed as an essential service, We've had no break, so there's been no time for like my office, my shop to shut because we're classed as essential services. And, you know, it's just seeing, so I've been outside. I've been outside this whole time.
Wow.
So now that I'm on holidays, guess what? I can stay in.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And this think is about yourself.
Yes.
Everybody else.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I was actually mentioning just before the show that I was outside just the other day and I met a neighbor. He was walking the neighborhood and we kind of approached each other and I said, I've had my shots. And he said, well, I've had my shots. Mm. Well, okay. And we shook hands. It's the first time I've shaken hands with another human for over a year. It's just so weird.
I know, it's crazy, right? It really is.
And then, of course, both of us quickly wiped our hands on our pants. But, you know, hey, it's a start. It's a start.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Heart you. Absolutely. There's so much going on. And most people, thankful that most people are very respectful and, you know, very diligent in being safe with distance and the, you know, hands and interaction with other people. But there are certainly those that are not. And that's always fun to deal with. So anyway, so yay. So yes.
Why are we here?
Well, challenges, yay! So anyway, I've got Stir on this week. So first off, what I wanted to say, and I mentioned this to Stir right before we went live, I'm like, how many have you capped now? And he added them up and he's capped 7 tunes this expansion. So I figured, you know what? This guy, Stir, might know a thing or two about, you know, playing these challenges. So what did you say? You've got 5 irons. One passy.
One passy. And one working man.
And one working man. So I think we're under good authority that we can, you know, take Stir's advice. Plus, you've been playing the challenges how many years now?
Yikes.
Quite a few.
Yeah. BC. I can't even remember what BC stands for. It's long ago.
A long time. So, you know, so technically you'd have to say that would be about, that's double figures, double digits that you would have been playing challenge tunes. So,
for sure.
Yeah. Sure. Which is.
And in dog years, it's in the 30s.
Exactly.
I measure everything in dog years. You know, it's like, you know, your little gadget breaks. Well, you know, in electronics age at the same pace as dog years.
Yeah.
So if you've had a cell phone for 3 years, that's 21 in dog years. So it's getting on up there. So.
That is true. And that is really true compared to appliances just don't last like they used to.
No, they don't.
They don't make them like they used
dog years.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. So first off, what I wanted to ask you is with 7 tunes capped, so that's like 7 months. That's like 1 tune a month. What is your biggest thing that you would say to challenge players about when it comes to, you know, whether it's capping a tune or just playing the challenges? Like, what's your biggest chunk of advice that you want to give people?
You know, that's, you know, everybody's a little bit different. Some people are jumping the fire and just, okay, if you die, you die and roll another. And some are very, very conservative. Probably the best advice is to talk to others. Mm-hmm. And it can be in Discord. It can be online in the guild. But if you go in blind, you're going to die. But there are so many skilled players out there. And, you know, even, you know, you say that I'm an experienced player, but it seems like every week I'm learning something new. Mm. And you're like, oh, really? You just kind of look at it and go, well, I'll be darned, you know? And it can be anything from, there's a different kind of mount that can walk over water, or there's, you know, just so many tips out there. So I would say be social, ask around.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know what? We have got so many veterans. We've got so many people finding new ways that everyone does things differently. So to share that information, because it might help someone else, you know, we want everyone to get max level toons. You know, it's one of those things.
Sure.
We are sure. So happy when people hit max level, and it's such a thrill whenever we see that happen. And sharing of information can only help with, you know, sometimes you've just got to be so, I always say, picky choosy about what advice you want to take. But, you know, if you have a set goal and you don't deviate from it, then sometimes you don't learn something new. You might, you know, if you die and you're not learning from those deaths, whereas people have learned from it and they share all of, you know, this wonderful wisdom and advice and tips, and we appreciate that.
Well, so true. And it happened just this week. Ash, we all know Ash. He's been on the show a couple of times in the past, and he, during this last year, he's been real busy with work, mm-hmm. Also an essential worker, and so he hasn't really had much time to play since Shadowlands has come out.
Yeah.
And this past week, he's been logging in and playing. And to his credit, he's been asking a ton of questions like, I'm level 24. What do I do now? And it's like, you know, you're seeing the game with a different set of filters and eyes now. And so, you know, I was just saying, hey, you know, with thanks to Chromie Time and stuff, you can just hop around from one zone to another. Mm-hmm. Cherry pick which quests you want to do and then go on to the next. You don't have to do these long, dreadful quest lines anymore. You can just skip around and pick and choose. And he's like, really? Well, how do I go start my garrison? And I said, well, if you're level 24, you're not going to start your garrison because it's already too rough.
Too late.
That's how it's changed. Remember before, garrison was level 90, 91.
Yeah.
Now, You better open your garrison in your teens, and you're like, really? Well, that's how the game has changed. So
it's a huge 180 in thinking. We can't stress that enough. Like, Shadowlands has been the biggest impact that we've had. Oh, that's awesome. The biggest impact that we've had over so many things. Like, it's just amazing. So what we have spent years getting used to doing, and I don't know why everything is going off, but anyway, sorry. We've had to restructure. We've had to retrain ourselves into what we're doing for this expansion, because there is now such a world of opportunity for a challenge. Well, in particular, you know, irons, for sure, you know, that you can go cherry pick your quests wherever you want, which is fantastic. So everyone's paths are different, because the path that you choose and the path I choose can be completely different because of our choices that we've got. We've got this amazing, you know, buffet of quest zones to go to, and what you choose and what I choose can be absolutely completely different. So,
it's amazing. I think when Shadowlands first came out, I think there was a lot of doom and gloom that this is not going to be doable. The Iron Challenge is now dead, and it's actually
we were a little
the complete
nervous.
Opposite.
Yes,
you know we've got what over close to a dozen on the leaderboard just on the iron, and you've got all the different classes. Look at the variety of classes: warrior, paladin, rogue, druid, and it's Shadowlands is actually. I don't want to say easy because it's going to be difficult, but it is very, very doable.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know what's harder? Doing Pathfinder in any of the expansions to get a flying mount. That's more work than Shadowlands.
Yeah.
So people, Shadowlands is doable. You can do it. So,
exactly.
There you go.
So, you know, and like you said, we have got, what, a dozen of irons already at, like, at max. So it's
sure.
amazing, yeah.
And unlike past expansions, remember, I can't even remember which one, whether it was Legion or Draenor, but it was all hunters. It was like, that's the only class that's going to make it. And
I think
here
it was
we've
Draenor.
Got the variety.
Yeah.
So, hey.
Yeah,
get your tune up there.
Yeah, exactly. So, and go have fun with it. And like Stur said, ask advice, listen to advice. There's so much. See what other people have done, you know, talk to them, socialize about it, because learning is good. It could prevent that death down the track, even if you don't, you know, go the same path as the person who's giving you advice, it might lead to something that saves you, you know, as well. So, alrighty. Okay. So, what I did also want to talk about today, and we mentioned this at the last show a couple weeks ago, about death rituals. And, you know, we all have, especially those who've been around and had a few deaths, let's just say that, a few, just a few. So I wanted to know from you, Stur, as to what death rituals do you have when you lose a turn? Because I know what I do, and I am very OCD about mine, but tell me about what happens when you lose a turn. What do you go through? Obviously, there's the mental, emotional side, but physically, what do you do in game?
Well, besides curling up into the fetal position and just rocking in your computer chair, it's my death ritual is actually pretty complex because I don't die at the lower levels anymore. I die at the high levels. And in fact, you guys can remember when Shadowlands came out, I lost a 53 and a 54 and a 54 right off the bat. And you're like, that's a lot of time you just lost. So first things first, I tend to stare at the screen and go into complete denial. And that's part of your OCD part. You know, it's like, no, that did not just happen. And, you know, I just stare at the screen like, really? No, really? And I'll even check my own stats and see if under deaths there's a little one.
Yeah.
And I, you know, because it's like Blizzard has so many bugs. Couldn't this be one of those times that they have a bug and didn't record my death? You know, come on, please. But apparently they have recording deaths down pat. So,
yes.
So anyway.
Yes, they do.
That's one of the first. Yes, okay. They do. So then I get in front of the spirit healer, which, as everybody knows from past podcasts, is Zortz's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always talk about flirting with Vanessa or Olga, but Zortz made a claim on the spirit healer long ago.
Yes.
And I try to change her mind. You know, I try, you know, I've got some gold. You know, I got some jewelry. I got some greens and blues in the bag here. Come on. just put me back, take off the death, and we'll be friends for life. I'll be your sugar daddy. You know, I just please, you know, you're begging, you know, with the spirit healer, but to this day, she's never done that. And so when she says no, and I rez, I often find, and now this is the voice of experience. Mm-hmm. I can remember the early days I would die, and it was almost like a moment of shame, like quick hearth back, empty your bags, delete the tomb. Boom.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't want anything to do with that tune anymore. But then later, and to this day, if I die and I get past the really, then what I do is, okay, why did I die? Let's try it again. Let's do it again. Let's, you know, if it's not, especially if it's something mechanical, like the way the quest works, you know, like, remember early on in Shadowlands, Lyson died because he didn't realize his vehicle quest was taking, that he was taking the damage and not the vehicle quest.
Yeah.
You know, the quest vehicle. Mm. And I will always, after a death, go back and try it again. Is it because I didn't react quick enough? Is it because I didn't use a temporary spell that they give you for dealing with the quest?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to do it again. I don't want to die again. And I want to know, is it doable if you have experience, or is it random and you want to stay away from it? So,
yeah.
And the best one I can give you for Shadowlands is in Bastion. There's a quest daily that will pop up called Let's Get Ready to Humble. And you have to go challenge some aspirants that are mm-hmm. around the arena.
Yep.
You got to go challenge some mid-level bosses,
yes.
which you can kind of tag along. There's so many other players that you can kind of tag along, which you're not supposed to do, but it's the reality of it. But then at the end of it,
mm-hmm.
you've got to go talk to that big, huge elite in the middle.
Yes.
And the best I can determine in looking on forums and other postings is he's normally supposed to smack you so hard that your health goes down to 1 point and then it's over.
Mm.
And that's the humble part of it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe because us irons have so little health points in the first place, sometimes he kills you.
Yeah.
And it seems random. And it's like, well, I'm not willing. If I've got a tune up in the 50s, I'm not willing. You know, that random part, I'm not willing. So,
yeah.
So that one I mark is no go.
Yes.
So, exactly. But then after that, you know, so you've, all right, you figured out why you died and you understand it. So then, I will, while I'm trying to contemplate why I died and can I get around it, I like to turn to comfort food, which in my case is chocolate. I really like chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to keep a stash of chocolate here in the desk drawer, and
nice.
I'll get out a couple of pieces of chocolate.
Favorite? What's your favorite chocolate?
Chocolate.
Yeah,
just anything. If it's chocolate, you know, orange chocolate, raspberry chocolate, plain chocolate, Hershey's chocolate, it don't matter.
Okay.
And the funny thing about opening up chocolate, I'll be up here in the computer room, the gaming room, and I'll be playing, and the wife will be on the other side of the house doing a puzzle or watching some Netflix. And when you crack the wrapper on that chocolate, it's like she can sense it and shows up immediately at the doorway. You know, it's kind of like if you ever owned a cat or a dog and you do the can opener or you pop a can
mm-hmm.
and they come running in, that's what happens. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
after that, if any guildies are online, and usually Fur or Zaya, sometimes Assy,
mm-hmm.
Will be online, and I will announce to kind of save my ego, that I decided to kill that particular tune, you know, because I was bored with it, or, you know, I need to re-roll it from a different perspective or something like that. And that kind of helps. It softens the mental blow.
Yeah.
But I think they're onto me, though. And then by then, the guilt coroner usually shows up and takes the body away and prepares a service in Stormwind. But being, you know, a determined and very stubborn player, I will usually sell off everything, send it to my banker, and roll another turn and back at it.
Yep.
So yeah, that's okay. That's my death ritual. So what about you? I know you've got a few grave markers in Stormwind Cemetery.
I've got a couple, definitely. But I did have a question before I talk. And now I've completely forgotten what I was going to ask you. It's gone. Okay, I'm sure it'll pop up in a minute. Normally I've killed off my fair share, definitely. Some of them have not been my fault. Some of them have been completely my fault.
Which, if you ever watched the TV show NCIS, I don't know if you have that in Australia, but
yes,
you know, there's Leroy Gibbs, his rules, and he's got a whole bunch of rules. Well, Lita has some rules.
That's right.
Yeah, like rule number one.
Rule number
probably
one
probably came about. Yeah.
Yeah. That one came in fairly. It's just rule number one. It has always been: don't play when you're tired. It stands true and tire, you know, true across everything. Obviously, when you're on a normal tune, I do. But when you're on a challenge tune, the last thing you really want to be doing is, you know, sitting down, being tired. And I've noticed the last year or so, I've developed this really bad habit. And I'm not sure how to get out of this habit. And I think it's because I'm just tired and there's so much that's going on. But I'll sit down and if I log into the game within, and I'm going to say it can be as quick as within 20 to 30 minutes that I'm sitting here and I'm nodding off, which is not good. Which means I'm not getting anything done. Like I'm, even if I log onto Lita, I'm not getting anything on her done. So if I log into a challenge tune and I'm tired, as we know in previous times, where I have fallen asleep on stream and not on stream, and killed off my tunes through drowning. That was a good one. On a warlock. That was even better because the warlock was not undead. So the buff went away for the, for water breathing is only a 10-minute buff. So if you're not undead, you don't have it. And it's, that was fun.
At least it wasn't a druid. And people, nobody has ever drowned a druid yet. So if you want to be a first, take a druid and go drown it, and you will be a guild first.
I think drowning the. I think I'm just trying to think. No, the only druid I've got at the moment is a pacifist. I don't have a normal druid. It's not my go-to as per se with playing a challenge tune. So, but yes, it's definitely one of those things. So normally what I will do first off is obviously depending on the death, sometimes the death is the whole, you know, flip table, you know, just be like, gotta get up, gotta walk away from the computer. I've had to do that a couple of times on a couple of deaths. That was just like, I have to walk away because I'm so upset with myself or with the game, whatever has happened, that I've died, that I just, need to walk away, go make a coffee, you know, go grab that piece of cake or scone that's out there. It's like, no, I need to calm down. So by the time I come back, it's a matter of, right, I'll go get my body. I'll go back to, you know, whichever capital city happens to be the closest. I will strip down the tune. I have never been one for just deleting. I know people who just be like, right, delete, done, move on. Doesn't matter what's in their bank. Doesn't matter how much gold that they have. I have one of my, I think it was my one of my very first irons that I killed off. She was, back in the day, she was quite getting quite high. And I was quite happy because I got her to a certain point and then got her killed, and I couldn't delete her, so I've kept her as the bank tune. So everything gets shipped to her. So I just send, you know, if there's greens that I can sell, if there's some gold, you know, sometimes I'll go and buy some pets off the auction house because I'm like, well, they can go towards the account. You know, there's never have enough pets or toys. So it depends on how much money I've got on that tune. Strip everything, take everything out of the banks, move it across, and then once I've, you know, bought everything in, jumped over to the other tune, bought it all in, made sure, you know, everything's okay, and then I'll go back to that login screen and I'll look at that tune and I'll have a few quiet words of, you know, some of them are positive, like, okay, you know, you got this later, okay, next time it's okay, and some are not so positive where it's like, you know, choice words may be said to myself, and it, you know, then the delete comes in and away the tune goes. And sometimes we roll straight away. Other times can take a little bit. Sometimes it's just a matter of like, no, I need to creep back up on it because that one hurt.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, do you have any tunes in reserve that you've created, but you haven't actually launched them yet, but you liked the name so much, you kind of reserved the name. Do you have any of those in your account?
I've got one. I've actually got one, and she's a little working. She's a little working man. So she's sitting there at level, I'm going to say level 10. She's been sitting there. I've been waiting for things to settle with the tracking and everything. But I mean, I've got my bloodthirsties. I've got, you know, I've got a couple of irons. I actually did a huge cull for me, who doesn't like culling tunes. I had to get a bit ruthless and culled stuff right back. So yeah, so now I've got some irons, I've got some bloods, I've got some passies, I've got a working man, and it's just, you know, they're all there. They're all calling to me, the same as my warlock leader is like, hey, I'm here, and I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm just a little bit busy. There's other things I've got to sort out. So, yes, it's just been trying to play. But that's cool. Always been my ritual with death. Sometimes also it will depend on time frame. I remember there was one death. I can't remember which tune it was. I think it was my working man that when she died at 108, I'm gonna say, she was going to 120. Wow. She died at 108, and that was a huge part of me, you know, making a huge mistake. And you know, that's another thing. One of my rules is, if your gut says don't do it, then why are you doing it? Like, don't. 9 times out of 10, I end up dead. So if you think, should I? Like, yeah, maybe, should I? Yeah. That's the time that you should turn around and go. Like, don't.
Yes. We've said it before. Mm. If your spidey senses are tingling, then you should step aside. You should step away.
Yes. Yes.
Always listen to your spidey senses.
Mm-hmm. When in doubt, just don't. That is so true, Chris. It just happens. And I'm going to say, maybe that one time when I kind of went and everything was okay is what I grasp onto every other time that I've kind of gone, oh, well, that one time out of the 10 that it worked, this time it'll work. And, as we know, RNG is a very cruel mistress, and that happens even when you're trying to take a challenge tune to do something. And then when you end up dead and you've got to, you go through your death ritual and you sit there, and when that death is your own fault, you're saying some very harsh words to yourself. About should not have done that. Why did you do that?
Yes. And the funny thing is we've all done this as a player, and that is you walk into an area because you've got a quest objective or that there's almost always a rare or a treasure chest, and so you're heading there and you're looking around and you're seeing the corpses, the skeletons of past players.
Yeah.
And they're very distinctive looking, Old World and even Shadowlands. And when you see that should be your first clue of something's going on. Yeah. I'll scout it out. I'll log into the scout and go back and go, why are there dead people here?
Mm-hmm.
If you see dead people, there's a problem.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, We say this, so many times. Scouts are a fantastic way to check things out before you take that leap with your live challenger, so to speak. Because when you're dead, like, that's it. Like, obviously, yes, you can, go do tin if you can, but for most of us who love that pristine run of getting their challenge tune to max without death, it's just, you've got to re-roll and then start the journey back to where you were and then to continue on. So yes, it's always an interesting thing. So anyway, thank you for your perspective on the death ritual and sharing that with you. Thank you, everyone. Sure. I noticed there was a couple of people saying the triple agent, and welcome in the triple agent. Thank you. I delete the tune and immediately start over. Okay. Mrs. Rock Guru says, yeah, I strip it down and send the funds over to a normal tune and then delete it. Exactly. So, we all have different ways of doing things. And again, you do what's right for you. It's just intriguing to see what, what people do.
We cope differently, don't we?
Yes. Sometimes, sometimes those things is very vocal and flip tables, and sometimes it's crawl into the fetal position and just slowly rock yourself until, everything settles. And then some people are like, go again.
Zaya is like that. He's such a calm natured person.
Mm-hmm.
And in Guilty Chat, we'd be talking about, what'd you have for dinner? I don't know. And then suddenly he goes, oh, I died. Okay, yeah. Gonna reroll. Bye.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what?
What?
What killed you? The body over. We want to see the body. Come here, bring it. What happened? We want to learn from your death, not what your new rerolled name is.
Yeah.
So, but that's Zaya. He's like, I just killed it then.
Yeah, I know. It's just, again, everyone, it's great because we've got so many people that so many different play styles and how people react to things, and it's great. It's great to learn off. So so we appreciate that. So thank you guys in the chat room for sharing that. So how's your week been, Stir? Because, you know, I know you've been playing, which is great. What have you been doing?
Well, it just so happens I'm chasing a few extra tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time when I chase extras, it's to prove something. So as you guys remember, and thanks for the patience to everyone, Blizzard Armory was really messing up there a couple of weeks ago. And it was nothing to do with us. It was just Blizzard had some bugs in their armory and people couldn't register. So I thought, well, I'll create a tune. So I created a druid, and boom, before the bugs were over with, I'm already level 50. And it's like, nice. Well, I'm obligated now. So so the druid is at 58.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I think we all know the heavy hitters, you know, the hunters, pally, warrior, rogue, and druid. Those tunes have a really, really good shot at getting to 60.
Yep.
But what about the lesser tunes that we don't all play, like priest and mage? So I got my priest and mage out, and
nice.
The priest is actually two bubbles away from dinging 60, and the mage is pretty close behind.
Nice.
Yeah. So, again, it's just to tell the challenge community that, you know what, even a priest and mage can get there. So.
Mm.
And I am not a priest or mage player.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to set up the action bars for priest and mage. It's like, well, okay, shield, good. Or word power, you go word power, okay. But that's it. It's like, okay. But so I say that tongue in cheek because I really am not good at priest or mage. So if I can get them to 60, that means everybody else who's really skilled at priest and mage can do it too. So,
So
I do have a question for Nisi.
Mm-hmm.
Nisi, do you want me to ding all three at once, or do you want me to spread them out? Because my goal is to make work for you.
So. I was going to say, I know what my answer would be on that one. So, because I think it would be, I think, but you know, with write-ups, understandably, it's probably the opposite to what Nisi would prefer. But I'd be like, do it all at once! Do it!
Yeah. Or I drive her bat crazy by just saying, we don't need a write-up. And it's like telling your mother no. You never tell your mother no.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nisi will kill you if you don't do what she says. And so, okay.
Everyone has to do, everyone deserves a write-up. Absolutely. So, you know, Stir, there will be. So whether you ding all three at once or individually, we can, you know, Nisi will sort it. She says, you stress me out so bad with telling me no. Exactly. Don't stress Nisi out. No stressing for Nisi.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds like a busy week.
Mm. Yeah, well, it gets worse.
Oh, okay. Worse. All right. What else?
It gets worse. All right. So the bad part, okay, there's good news to Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
You can get attuned to 60. That's the good news. There is some bad news. The 57 to 60 bracket is a very slow bracket because you're running out of all the safe quests that you can do and the world or the bonus quests that you can do. And so now you're kind of at the mercy of daily quests to pop up that you can do.
Yeah.
And so it can go pretty slow. So I'm sitting here and I was just so bored. I was just, I'd gone through all the tunes and I was like, well, now what I'm going to do. So I went and rolled a blood elf rogue, a horde. That's what? How bored
Wait.
I am.
What? What? You rolled hold?
Oh, I rolled a hard. And it's like, well, wow. Okay, go kill these lions and go steal this mana. And then, oh, you need to go to Silver Moon City. It's like, What is wrong with Silver Moon City? It is so, it's like, I was shouting in general chat, Silver Moon City sucks.
It echoed.
People were booing me.
It's like, I was going to say.
It echoed.
Yes.
It's like, oh man, I'm going to be meeting Zortz's girlfriend soon on this tune. I just know it.
It'll be, I'll be really interested. When was the last time you played Horde? Like, seriously, when was it?
Vanilla? Yeah, well, long ago. 10 years ago. So I don't know any of the quests. I cannot find Shadow Meld anywhere. It's like, where is Shadow Meld? How the hell do you get out of a quest? You're in trouble.
There is absolutely no Shadow Meld. It's called that whole, you know, run. Drop everything and run.
And run. Mm-hmm. Until at least level 29-ish, then you get Vanish.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh man, this sucks. No, you know what? No wonder Horde players are always in a bad mood. No wonder.
They're not always in a bad mood. Not always.
The ones that come over to Stormwind and just try to rough people up, they don't seem like they're in a good mood.
No. No, people are, you know, people are people. People being people. So, I'm like, wow. You just blew my mind with the fact that you're playing a Blood Elf Rogue. Like, yay. I'm like, more power to you. That's fantastic. I can't wait to hear how this story goes. I'm very excited to see how this goes for you. But, you know, it's just... wow.
It's different. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Way different. Because I wanted to run over to Chillwind Camp. And you get near Chillwind Camp, and they're like, no trespassing.
Yeah.
They don't like Horde.
They're going to one-shot you. They're not going to be friendly.
And, yeah. And you can fly into places that you couldn't fly in before. Mm. You know, like Torin Mill.
It's yeah.
Like, what's up with that?
Mm.
In fact, I'm walking around Torin Mill going, so this is what it looks like. Okay.
Yep. Exactly. Oh, that's so good. I'm so glad. We'll have to get you back on to see how this experience is going for you. Because, you know, if the last time you rolled Horde was vanilla, like, what's that? That's like 16 years ago.
That's a
long bloody time.
and when I walked into Torin Mill, I did the Orb of Deception so that I looked like a dwarf. And I just walked around going, hey, K-E-K.
Nice. Well, it's always handy to have that, you know. Poor Azzy's upset. He says you're dead to him. Hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious.
Sorry, buddy.
Okay.
Well, I know that, I think Fur, she sent me an OMG through chat. Like, what in the hell is going on? What is the world ending? You're on a Horde.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit like that. It's like, wow. Stir has stepped out of his, like, comfort zone. Huge. That's fantastic. I'm so excited for you. I really want to see how far this Blood Elf Rogue will go. So, all the way. Got a good feeling about it. Well, that's excellent. So thank you for sharing all of that. My week.
Well, what about you? Have you done anything besides a wedding?
No, I had many, many occasions where I was like, all right, I'm going to sit down tonight. I'm going to log in. And I don't think I have logged in. I got sidetracked with playlists. I got sidetracked with printing out some tag things that needed to be printed out. So it's all very wedding prep wise at the moment. Mind you, there was this comment that Execute said to me yesterday while we were out near the pool having some moments of togetherness, because at the moment it feels like ships passing in the night with when we see each other
with the crowds.
And it's like, well, you know, what's going to happen when the wedding's done? We'll have all this time. I'll be like, yeah, I'll get back to plan. Wow.
And furthermore, buddy, that's my computer chair. Yeah,
it's right. He's got his own. Yeah. No, his
and hers computer chairs.
Yes. He's got his own Secret Santa. My dad got him one for Christmas. So nice. So he nice. and Cozy, is the cat is quite often when Execute's not sitting in it, it's like it's my chair. So Cozzy's very much like, yeah, no, it's my chair. I'm going to sit here and, you know, everyone can just leave me alone and I'm going to sit on Dad's chair. So, except today. Yeah. It's very strange. I woke up, I couldn't, because Execute's at work. So I looked at the chair thinking Cozzy was there and I'm like, okay, Cozzy's not sitting in the chair. Okay. So then I started like that moment of you're just waking up. The cat's not where the cat should be. And I'm like, oh God, get up. where? And I come around the corner because with our room, it's very like little, not maze wise, but sometimes it feels like a bit like a maze. So I come around the corner where my computer desk is. Sure enough, he's wrapped himself up sitting on my chair. And I'm like, there you are. I wondered where you're, and he just looks, his head pops up and he just gives me a look and he's like, yeah, I'm just over here. Yeah, I'm not on Dad's chair today. I'm on your chair. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, I'm going to make coffee. So off I go. And so he was quite comfortable on that, which was like, okay, that's okay. As long as I found him, because I was like, So my life at the moment and will be up until obviously we're just under 6 weeks until the wedding. So there's still a lot of little stuff that has to do, a lot of little stuff that needs to be sorted. Yeah. So, I'm very, very much trying to get, like I'm crafting, I'm making things. So there's a lot of stuff that's, you know, that we're bringing in. So thank you. Hey, thank you. Nicholas Cage 210. Thank you. Followed us. Thank you.
Yeah.
As well. Welcome
thanks
in.
Thanks for following.
So did the
guests have to dress in their favorite like Alliance or Horde character?
No. As much as that sounds really cool, it's all good. I will say this, there is definitely a, you know, a WoW, World of Warcraft theme, geeky theme to our wedding. So there are elements in there and I'm not going to say too much more, but when you see pictures, I'm sure there'll be pictures down the track that you'll be just like, yo, hot damn. Yeah. So we've got some stuff.
Dalaran brownies and
there will be, well, okay. Dalaran brownies is part of the wedding cake. So yes. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I will tell you that. Cool. So yeah. I mean, admittedly, Dalaran brownie is so good that when I think that one of the very first things that I sent Execute when we started our teams, you know, and it's hilarious. So he loves it, and I've transferred from the normal Dalaran brownie actually into a complete gluten-free Dalaran brownie, and you would not know the difference. You would not know the difference. So so because I have got people with issues in my family, and that it's that's sure. how I'm making it. Yeah. So it will be interesting. It will.
Well, that's neat. Mm. Well, I know that I'm speaking on behalf of all of your friends and fans. We're so envious and just we are living it through you. So we're wishing both of you nothing but the best on this.
Oh, thank you. It's I don't know. It's still a little surreal to think, you know. So it's literally in 41 days for getting married. It's like wow. So yeah.
You're measuring your countdown like a time card. I've got 41 days left on my subscription. It's like, okay, all right.
Well, it is. I've got everything scheduled to like times and everything. So yeah, it's there's a lot going on. So it is pretty crazy the next couple of months for sure. So so again, you know, there will be times there will be no show, as I've mentioned. So lots of fun times ahead, but once we get through all of that, then it will be, you know, settle to back to some level of normalness for us, which will be good.
Yeah. Well, so, tell you what, why don't you tell us what's happening in the World of Warcraft news-wise?
I can definitely do that. There is quite a bit, apparently. Darkmoon Fair! Yay! Oh, Darkmoon Fair back. Oh.
Bumper.
Bumper. Oh, yeah, see? Hang on, where's my bumper? Let's play this one.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
There we go, Rogue Slayer. I know Rogue Slayer's been busy. I think they're renovating or doing something. She's been very busy. Darkmoon Fest starts this weekend. Very excited. I Yay. Will have to log back in because, you know, I love Darkmoon Fair. Darkmoon Fair is my jam. So, yes. So just remember that starts, well, technically it'll be this afternoon for me, so yay, very exciting. Luke. Which is good. Children's Week starts on Monday, May the 3rd, and will wrap up on May the 10th. For those that are all into Children's Week, it's always been one of those world events that a lot of fun stuff, but some interesting stuff as well. So
It's the one time of the year that you get free labor. Because I like to teach my children how to wash the mounts and fetch, you know, clean up the bank of all of its items and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is a good time. You know, it builds character.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they've got to learn somewhere. You know, you got to start them young. Teach them the ways of the world of Warcraft, both in and out of game. so absolutely. So Children's Week is starting, which is like, oh my God, we're at Children's Week already. Wow, where is this year going? It's crazy. Also, we have, there's been a lot of issues in the past, well, since Shadowlands came out, with people having trouble listing characters to Ironblood and Pacifist challenge due to Blizzard API bugs and all of that. Please retry. We've had a few people who've been able to add new characters recently. So, look, if you've tried and it hasn't worked and things have, you know, nothing shown up on Armory and things have been grayed out, you know, go and try it again. We're having a little bit of success with people being able to add tunes in, so try it out. And the other thing, which actually I do lie, because I did log in when I saw that this happened, because I was like, I want my Daisy. So, excuse me, the $1 million stretch goal for Blizzard's charity donation, Doctors Without Borders, was reached, and Daisy the Sloth is now available. So if you want to go and get it, you need to go to the Blizzard store and claim it. The same as with the other pet bananas, if you've not already done that. Daisy is very adorable. It's a little sloth, and that you can get, it will sit on your back a bit like a backpack, and you can carry her around. She's very cute. So they're only available up until August 1st. So if you want one on your account, you know, pop over onto your Battle.net and go to the store, and you'll see bananas and you'll see Daisy, and you need to claim them to get them. Okay, so Blizzard isn't doing like the whole automatic that they used to do, where it's like everyone gets it. Everybody gets it. So yeah. So if you're after that, then go claim them before August the 1st. All right. Now, as I had mentioned earlier, again, next week there will be no show, which means that we will be back for a show on the 15th. Technically, it's the 1st today. So we'll be back on the 15th for a show. So yeah, all right, let's do chit chat. Let's get to it. Where's my bumper? This one.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
Oh Zort. We love that guy. He is awesome. All right, so as we always like to start our chit chat section with the bumper, let's play the bumper.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Always makes me smile. Alrighty. Honestly. Yep. What do we got?
Okay. This is from Assy. And he asks, what does a painter do when it gets cold? He just puts on another coat.
Of course. That makes sense. Oh, cute. Yeah. I like it. Alrighty. Thank you, Assy. That's good. All right. So Dave sent one in. So Dave says, you know why the math book was so depressed? It has a lot of problems. Both cute. Thank you, guys. Love it.
Keep sending them in.
Keep sending
them
in. We're
still looking for the, yes, we're looking for the perfect pun. We haven't found it yet, so keep sending them in.
Absolutely. All righty. What else have we got?
Well, we have a question from a poster with a player named Dead Man with Shoes. Can you use Thistle Tea in the Iron Man Challenge? I can only see elixir flask and potions, and I'd assume that it counts as a potion, but was thinking might as well ask. And that's why Discord exists. That's why we have these podcasts. That's why we have guilds. Ask. So yes. The answer is, Wildhead has this item listed under food and drink. So if you really want to use the item, you're going to need to buy it, unless you get some from a quest drop or something like that. Because Iron Challengers are not allowed to learn cooking, so you won't be allowed to make it. Zaya did test the tea on a regular rogue, and it did not count as it did only count as a drink, but it did also share a cooldown with some potions. So if you're not sure, if your Crimson Vial is going to be is part of that cooldown, so you'll have to test it to know. Myself as a rogue on a pretty regular basis, I don't bother. I just, Crimson Vial, all my healing, and I really haven't needed any other food or drinks to supplement.
Yeah.
maybe at the early levels, but really it's not going to do you much good at the higher levels. So
yeah.
And you really, if you're kind of new at this, you need to get into the mode of not drinking or eating anything that you see or are given, because over the years, what counts as a buff or as an elixir or as a potion, it seems like it varies. So
yes.
It's, you know, if you're running around like in BFA, and you're near some pirates because you're kind of going towards one of those treasure chests that spawns, and there is a beer bottle that's sparkling,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, I'm going to go grab that. That counts as an elixir, so you do not want to grab it just because it's there and it's free,
yeah,
and it's sparkling. Just you really won't need it to get to 60.
So. Yeah.
But it's still a good question. Keep asking.
Great question, absolutely. Because, you know, again, we've got new people playing, and we know Blizzard changes things. So, again, you know, it's challenges is all about stripping tunes down to as basic as you can get. So, for me, I wouldn't even be looking at anything like that. Just be like, basic food, what I've got, you know, because we know things get changed. We've seen it before where Blizzard changes things, yeah, and you and know tunes can get flagged.
If you need food to live, you're gonna die. So I mean that's really what it sums up to, is
yeah,
crimson vial, that's the way to go.
Absolutely. Alrighty, well, thank you for that question. So now we've got, excuse me, we've got another one from Pixco. Is there a max number of people that can be in the Iron Team? And it is max amount of team members is 5, which is a group. Anything more than that is considered a raid group. And as we know, any raid groups will get you flagged. So Iron Teams can consist of 2 to 5 players. Okay? And that's how they go. They are not working currently. Just saying. You can go practice on them, but you can't add them to the challenges at this stage. It's still getting sorted. Okay, so the triple agent in chat did ask, are more people able to do it now than they were in previous expansions or less? So that had to do with, I think it was getting to max level. So, so yeah, which is a good question. What have we've had quite a few. Have we surpassed Legion? Was probably the biggest expansion for max levels, do you think?
Yeah,
Legion.
I think so.
Where there was quite a few across the challenges, like quite a few. So this expansion certainly seems to be doable for, you know, for Irons in particular. It's a little bit harder for some of the other ones, but it's still, you know, it's still early on, yeah, and we'll have, yeah, to see. But you know, people are, yeah, definitely getting Irons up there, and we've had some,
oh, yeah,
passes, and we've, you know, so it's people are getting there, which is
great. They are. And I will tell you, in fact, we can devote a show, I think, you know, okay, I hit level 50, now what? You know, we could get some folks like Zaya and Fur and others who have gotten to 50 to talk about, okay, what's a good strategy? And is the maw, as bad as it seemed when it first came out? Yes, the maw. And the answer is actually, it's very, very straightforward, very consistent. So yeah, once you've taken a scout through it and learned how to do it, an iron is no problem at all.
Mm. Exactly. So and that is a great idea for a upcoming show. So we will get that sorted, because like you said, a lot of people seem to be able to get to 50 quite well, because we have lots of choices. If you're picky choosy, you can get to 50 safely. And it's a bit more kind of like, now what happens? So we will do that, which is good. BFA had 22, Legion saw 30. Yeah. I knew Legion was very challenge friendly. So BFA 22. Cool. That's great. Fez says passy is easy because it's just dig, dig, digging.
If I never see another mining pick again, that would be fine with me.
I don't know when it was, a couple of nights ago, I had this dream that I was digging in WoW. I was the pacifist. So here was me, little leader, just me as I am in game, and I'm going around and I'm digging. And all I really remember was I was trying to land on every, down in STV where all the troll areas are, and they've got like the arcs, the stone arc and walls are up, and I was trying to land on all of them and trying to dig from all of them, even though there was no dig site, but I could dig. That's the dream. It was like two nights ago. I really need to log in the game because, I'm dreaming archaeology as a pacifist, which is hilarious. So I just remembered that now. I'm like, oh my God, I remember dreaming.
Let's devote another show to some of your other dreams.
Take way more than one show, I can tell you that. I don't think we've got the time. Alrighty. Okay, well, I think we can wrap that up. I know Execute's home now, so yay, he's home safe, which is good. And I need to wrap things up. As much as I love staying here with you guys and chatting with you guys, we do have some things that we have to get sorted, and it is a busy day of IRL as well as sorting podcasts, so I think we better wrap things up for now.
Okay.
I'm a dope. Guess what I forgot to put into the show notes?
No, no, that's You've actually got it? Perfect.
You've got it? Okay.
For all of you listening, this is normally where we thank all of the Iron Elite by name.
Yes.
But because Lita wants to leave, we're just going to say thank you. All of the Iron Elite, you know who you are. Thank you. We really appreciate it. On to you.
That's so hilarious. It's one of the things I always do. It's like one of the last things I do is put the Iron Elites in. Completely forgot about it. So thank you, Iron Elites. There's the heart for you. Big heart for you. For all that you do. Also, Stone and myself want to thank our wonderful mods for everything they do. So to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya, thank you guys. Without you, keeping track of forums and Discord and website and all of the things, being here in Twitch with us and that, thank you for all the amazing, amazing things that you do. We do appreciate it, so thank you. Not only that, we also want to thank our code wardens. We know life is very busy for all of us at the moment, and they give what time they can get, which is not much at the moment because IRL is kicking so many butts all around the world, but we appreciate what they do, so thank you to them. And also to you guys, thank you. We have two new followers today, so Nicholas Cage 210 and the Triple Agent. Thanks guys for joining us, and also all our wonderful regulars, which, you know what, Let me have a look at the chat room. We've got so many. Chupa, I saw Chupa was here. Hi, Chupa. Tiber's here. Hi, Tiber. Mrs. Rock Guru, Dave. So many of you. So thank you. Stop by with having a good little chat there. So thanks, guys, for being here. We appreciate that. All right. Like I said, there is no show next week. Okay. I've got stuff already I need to do IRL. So no show. We will be back on May 15 at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So big reminder, no show next week. All right, don't forget where you can find us. Pop over to wowchallenges.com. That is the website. You'll find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels, all over there. Don't forget you can also download episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to contact the show, you can send me an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can also contact me via Discord or Twitter or talk to the mods if there's something, you know, that you need to speak to me about, you know, go for it. Other than that, Mr., where can we find you?
You can find me flailing a poor horde rogue. Usually you can find me in Discord as Stir. So just look for Stir, and glad to answer your questions.
Absolutely. And don't forget, you can also find me on Discord at Leader there, or Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW. Other than that, there was something else I was going to mention. What else was I going to mention? Oh, completely. I did want to make one shout out. And I have to say that huge shout out to Nisi and Russ. Russ sent me a message a couple weeks ago. He'd done this wonderful picture for Execute and I. Very, very sweet. He did up a little picture that he sent that I'm going to get that printed off and hang somewhere for Execute and I. And Nisi had sent me a message to say she had sent a parcel to us, and that arrived yesterday. And I have to say she completely blew mine and Execute's mind. We love it so much. So I just want to say thank you for the wonderful gift. It's hanging up. You guys can't see it. If you want to see what it looks like, Nisi had posted a picture on Twitter. She painted Execute and my tune, and we just love it. So it's hanging. So we both can see it. It's hanging up on my little hanging wall just over there. So, Nisi, thank you. So an extra heart. There we go for Nisi and Russ. Thank you. That was very, very sweet. Totally unexpected. And we love it. We truly love what you guys have done. So thank you, thank you. That's from the bottom of our heart. Thank you very much. Okay, other than that, the last thank yous. Do you want to do those?
Well, speaking of Nisi and Russ,
yes.
Mr. Bright01, we really want to thank you for your intro. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright01 and play it a couple of times. Every time you'll hear something different each time, like flowers. It just cracked me up.
Yes.
And a big thank you to Epic Insanity for the outro, which you're going to hear in just a few minutes. You can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast. And then lastly, since we will not have a show next week, next weekend, next Sunday is Mother's Day. So a shout out and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there next weekend. So
yes,
that I think is about it.
That is absolutely huge. Shout out to all the wonderful mums or those filling mother, you know, mother parental duties. We do appreciate and everything that you do. I know I treasure my mother greatly, which is good that she's busy. I don't know what she's doing, keeping me occupied with 50 million questions about the wedding. I'm trying to keep her in check. So happy Mother's Day for next weekend. Other than that, guys, just please, we know life is still all a little crazy out there. Please stay safe, whether you are in or out of game. And thank you again. Thank you to everyone for being here and listening and being part of the challenge community. So thank you. Stir, thanks for hanging out with me again this week. So thank
a lot
you.
Of fun. Always it fun.
It is. Absolutely. All right. Well, we will catch you in 2 weeks, guys. 2 weeks on the 15th. Okay. Have a good one. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Stay safe.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.